Okay, Perachav Gimel here in Divrei HaYamim Beis, and we know that in the last Perach, Atalia had killed out everybody in the family except for a little baby, that Yehoshavas, and that is her name in the end of the Perach. And Yehoyada saved the baby, saved little Yoash for 6 years, kept him in the Beis HaMikdash. So in this perek, we have 7 years later, Yehoyada gets everything ready, gets all the Kohanim, and he starts staying over his secret that he has this little boy that nobody else knew. The Kohanim and the Levim, he says, he waited for a time when they would the Mishmaris would be switching, and therefore there would be a lot of Kohanim and the Levim there. They would be able to protect the little boy. And at that time, he says, he splits up all the men into different places, so Atalia's forces wouldn't be able to come in. And after that, he takes out the boy and he presents him and he puts him on a platform and he says, "This is the Melech," and he puts the crown on his head, Vayamlichu Oso, and they made him king and they anointed him and they all said, "Yichi HaMelech." Atalia hears about hears a noise and she goes and she sees this Melech standing and she realizes her end is near. She tears her clothing. She says, "Rebellion, rebellion, what's going on here?" And they catch Atalia. They don't kill her in the Beis HaMikdash. They they take them out. They take her out. They kill her. Yehoyada makes a new covenant between the Am and the Melech that he will be the king. Malchus Beis David is saved, and the continuation of David and Melech's family continues to the next generation. That is the Perek here we have in Perech of Gimel, which is the parallel Perek that we have in Malachim Beis. The same story is told with, again, minor differences as we have often here in Malachim Beis. Here in Divrei Yamim, Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, those are the Prakim of Yoash. Okay, Uvashana Shviyah. So we start off maybe just with a thought about Atalia. So Atalia, again, has this megalomaniac and yearning for power that she destroys and kills out and murders her whole family even just to be able to be the queen without anybody else. Doesn't even think about the future generations, like who's going to take over after her. But it's this taiva for kavod, right? And kavod, as we know, is one of the three things that are motzi es adam min ha'olam. Kina, taiva, and kavod are motzi es adam min ha'olam. If you look in the first piece in the Nesiva Shalom in Breishis, the first piece from the Slanim Rebbe, he starts off quoting Rav Chaim Vital, who says that there is no mitzvah of Derech Eretz in the Torah. There's no mitzvah, right? Derech Eretz kadma la Torah. It's before, right? It's the prerequisite for all mitzvahs is Derech Eretz. He says, and this is how we can understand all of Sefer Breishis, because we know the first Rashi tells us, Amar Reb Yitzchak, in the first Rashi in the Torah, the Torah should have started off with the Chodesh HaZalachem, which is the mitzvah Yisonish in Estavu Yisrael. So why does it start off with Breishis? So if somebody tells us that Eretz Yisrael was stolen from us, we'll say it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hubra'a v'nitzonol asher yashar beinav v'ritzonol nitzonol lahem u'b'ritzonol nitzonol lanu. Hashem created the world. That's why the Torah didn't start off with HaChodesh HaZalachem in Parshas Bo. But the question is, so then what? That explains my Sabratius. But what about Noach and Lech Lecha and Mayer and all the other Parshias? Right? How does that fit in? Right? Koch Masa Vigiliyamo explains my Sabratius, but it doesn't explain anything after that. So explains the Nesiva Shalom, because before you get to Torah, Parshas Bo is Torah, mitzvos need Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. And therefore, the whole Sefer is all about where we see the Chataim, and then when we see the Tikunim of the Chataim. Right, we have the Gimel Avos HaTumah, Kina Taiva Vakavit, as he says, the three sins, right? Kayin, even his name, Kina, Kayin. Jealousy, Vaisha Hashem al Hevel v'minchaso, as we know, Hashem turned to Hevel's Karba, Velkai v'minchaso lo shav, Vayicha l'kai ma'od, and Kayin got very angry. That's Kina. And then we have the Dura Mabo, which is Taiva, right? Dura Mabo is all about Gezel and Arias. Heim Dvarim Shenafshu Shal Adam Mechamdasan, the Gemara says in Chagiga Dafir Aleph. And finally, Dura Flaga, Taraflaga, which is covered. So we have Kina, Taiva, and covered in the Sefer, in the Chataim, the beginning of Sefer Breishis. And then after that, we have the Olam HaTikun, right? Those who perfected these Midos and channeled them properly. Olam HaTikun Oidei Shivas HaRoim Shem Shichu Ba'olam Es Tikun HaMidos Kiyim Kol Echad B'Midaso. Right? It starts with Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is Chesed. Right? Of course, the opposite of Kina, right? Chesed, and then Yitzchak Avinu is Gvura, and Gvura is overcoming, and that's the opposite of Taiva. And then Yaakov Tiferes, know exactly who you are and where you belong. And he says that's the opposite of that could be the opposite of covet. And he goes through each one. Kol parsha hayakein mesechta binyanei amidos shahatora melamedes bazeh liyehudi darkei taras amidos ulaelu. That's what the whole Sefer is about. And Atalia here in our Perek, right, she violated in an extreme way the root of Kavod. Maybe it's also Kina. And that's what led to her ultimate downfall. So the Perek starts off. So in the seventh year, Yehoyada is Mischazik. Right? Mischazik, he strengthens himself. Esari Hameos, and he starts gathering the captains and the officers. Lazar Yo ben Yerocham, Lishmo ben Yehonas, and Lazar Yo ben Obed. He gathers all the men, Bibris, and he makes a covenant with them, and he talks to them in private and says, tells them what's going on and what he has. Vayasobu Yehuda, and they went around in Yehuda. Vayikbitzuas Halavim, we call our Yehuda. They gathered the Levim. Why did they gather the Levim? So you see in the Moshe Eisenman says in the why they gathered the Levim, because there's Sukkim in Yirmiyo that says that there are covenants HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Shamayim Va'aretz Or V'choshech David HaMelech Levim. Let's read the Pesukim. The Pesukim say here in Yirmiyo in Perek Lamed Gimel Pasik Chaf. Vayidivar Hashem al Yirmiyo Lemar. Kol Amar Hashem Im Taferu Es Brisi HaYom Es Brisi HaLaila. Right, you cannot violate and annul my covenant day and night. Luvitia yos yoman valayla beitam. Day is not going to be a night, and night is not going to be a day. Gam brisi tufar is David Avdi. So too, David Melech's family. You can't break that covenant. That's a promise. As Relo Yosu shevet mi Yehuda, mi yoslo ben molech al kiso. It's always going to be. Ves halavim hava koanim misharsai. And the Levim and the Kohanim, right, my servants. Asher lo yisafer tzvo ha-shamayim, lo yimad chol hayam, ken arbe zera David avdi, ves halavim ishar siyosi. Just like the sand and the stars, I will be marbe David and his progeny, and the Levim. So you see there, the covenants are compared, right? Yomam v'layla, and Malchus beis David, and the Levim. So here too, he gathers the Levim, because this is going to be a fulfillment of the salvation of David HaMelech's family, the salvation of the bris. So they come out and they bring the Levim, Vayavo al Yerushalayim, they come to Yerushalayim. He gathers them, he tells them the secret, and he gathers them to Yerushalayim. Vayichros kol akol bris beveso alakim im HaMelech, and they come and they make a bris in the Beis HaMikdash with the king, with the six-year-old. He must have been somewhat who was a little bit bardas. Right, there is a Rambam. Into the Rambam. The Rambam talks about Yoash in the beginning of Hilchos Malachim. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, that's where he has all the rules of Malchus, who could be a Melech. And the Rambam says, Kishamamiden a Melech Moshchino so b'Shemana Mishcha Shneamar v'yikach Shmuel espach Hashem v'yisok al roshav v'yishokay. Right, Shlom Shmuel pours it on. Me'achash Moshchino a Melech harizeh zochel lo ulabanav la'olam. And once he anoints a king, he and his children forever. Our malachim. Shah Malchus Yerusha lahem, because Malchus is Yerusha. Shneim alaman yarech yamim amalachta hu uvanav bekeriv Yisrael. Hiniach ben katan. What if the only descendant in the family is a katan? Mishamrim lo hamalucha ad sheyagdil. You wait until he gets older. Mishamrim lo ad sheyagdil. Kimo sha'asa Yehoyada li Yoash. Quotes our case. Just like Yehoyada did for Yoash, he waited. It says ad sheyagdil. So here he wasn't a gadol yet. So you have to say the Rambam doesn't mean literally gadol; he just means a godless in das, right? Because it's Asha Yagdil, it's not true. V'chala kodem enachla kodem Yerusha samalucha, and the Rambam says the same order of Yerusha for nachla, for property, is the same order as malucha goes. V'haben agadol kodem lekatan mimenu. V'lo amalchus bilvad, the Rambam says, and not only malchus, all sraras. V'chala menuyin shav Yisrael Yerusha lebeno lebemeno ad olam. As long as the ben is mamali makam avosav bechachma. Uveyira, the Chachma Uveyira, and then he says a little later on, Kivan Shenipshach David Zacha Bekeser Malchus, Vahariyah Malchus Lo Ulabanav Hazcharim Haksherim Ad Olam. Once David HaMelech was Zoche to get anointed with the Keser Malchus, it's his family's. Shnemer Kisacha Yenachon Ad Olam. Velo Zacha Elo Laksherim. Right, it continues, and that's David HaMelech. So here too. He must have been a smart boy, even though he was very young. So the Yichros, they make a covenant with him with the Melech Vayomer Lahem. And the king, right? Yeah, I'm sorry. Yehoyada says to this group, "Hinei ben haMelech yimloch kasher diber Hashem al bnei David." Right? Yehoyada, unbelievable. We said this couple saved Malchus based David. So Yehoyada says to all the people there that Hashem spoke. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to protect him. Hashlishes michem boy hashabbos. Those who are coming in, right, for the new mishmaros la kohanim lalviim l'shorei asapim. Hashlishes beis amel hashlishes b'shar yisod. Right, the shari they're going to stand at the gate. That's the shar nikanar v'chala am b'chatzus beis Hashem. Val yavo beis Hashem. Nobody is allowed in ki im akohanim v'mishmaros lalviim. They're only allowed in. Everybody else stay outside and don't let anybody in. And they'll guard. The whole Am will be Shomer. Don't let anybody else in. And the Levim will surround the Melech. Ish v'kelav biyado. Everybody with weapons in their hand. You must. Anybody comes trespassing, kill them. That's not what not. Nobody's allowed in. The U.S. Amelach bevo but say so, and they'll be with the king. Vayasul Leviim, they did it. Vayasul Leviim chol Yehuda kol shetziva Yehoyada kohen. Vayichu ishes an Hashav. Everybody came. Boi Hashabbos im Yotzei Hashabbos. Those from the new mishmar and those with the old mishmar. Kilo fatar Yehuda hakohen et machlokos. Yehoyada told them not to leave. Don't leave, even if you're the Mishmar Yotzi, the group that's supposed to leave, stay there. He gave out weapons. Asher Melek David, that David Melek used to have. Asher Beveis Elokim, that was inside. He stood everybody there, with everybody with their weapons. Mikesav Abayis HaYimonis, at Kesav Abayis HaSmolis, right, from the right to the left. Lamizbeach V'Labayis Ala Melek Saviv. And then all of a sudden, when you have all this protection, and all the Kohanim, and all the Levim around outside, Vayotziu is Ben HaMelech. They took out the king. Vayitznu lohai v'sa nezer v'sa edus. And they put on him the nezer, the crown, v'sa edus, and the edus. What is the edus? So first the crown. The crown was a special crown, right? Rashi, the Mefarish, Nikra Rashi. Hi ha'atara shalok al David, mirabas b'nei Amon. It's the crown that David HaMelech took. All the Malchi Yehuda would put the crown on their heads. The Gemara even says that it was a miracle that everybody was supposed to be the king. It fit them perfectly, and if not, it did not fit them. The Gemara of Zara Adaf Mem Dalid says, "Vayotziu es ben haMelech ar pasik nezer zukalila a crown edus. What's edus? So edus is according to the Gemara." The crown was Edus. Amar Yehuda Amarav Edus he lebeis David. Shekol haroi lemalchus homalso. Whoever was roy to be the king was supposed to be the king. It would fit them because she ain't roy lemalchus ain't homalso. And if it wouldn't fit, so then they would know he's not the king. That's what happened at the beginning of Malachim Aleph when Adoniyahu wanted to be the king. Adonai ben Chagis misnaselo Amar ani amloch Amar Yehuda Amarav she misnaselo homo v'lo homalso. Right, it didn't fit him. It didn't fit him, right? It's not, that's how they knew. He wasn't supposed to be the king, besides the fact that David appointed Shlomo, but that was Edus. That was testimony that he wasn't supposed to be the king. The Mefarish here, Shikra Rashi, also says Edus maybe means Sefer Torah, right? Because the king has to have a special Sefer Torah. V'cheinu omer v'kara bo kol yemei chayav. Right, that he should read it. So this is the special Sefer Torah that the king is supposed to have. It's been discussion. He can Yarshin. It has to be for him. Was this a new Sefer Torah that they wrote? Was it an old Sefer Torah? But either way, he wasn't a king until now. So they were Mamlechin and they were Moshechim. Why did they anoint him? He was Ben Nachar Ben, right? Why did they have to anoint him? So the Radak there in Sefer Malachim says, because there's a Machlokas, right? Whenever there's a Machlokas, you have to anoint, right? Even though it's Ben Nachar Ben, whenever there's a Machlokas, you anoint. That's the Radak in Melachim, let me just find the pasuk. The Radak says, "Melachim mipnei ma mashchuhu, v'aloim moshchim melach by melach mipnei machlokes shel Ataliyo, k'moshe mashchu Shlomo mipnei machlokes shel Adonio." Like they were mamluk Shlomo in the beginning of Melachim Aleph. So too, even though he was a ben achar ben, right? That's the Radak in Melachim. In Malachim, they anointed him. And they announced Yichya Melech that he should be the king. Vatishma Atalia. Again, there's a lot about the Sefer Torah of a king. Maybe just mention the Drush of Zaran. The Ran that talks about everybody has a mitzvah to have a Torah. Why does the king have a separate mitzvah to have an extra Sefer Torah? And then it's always with him. The Kol Yemei Chayav, right? It's to lug around the Sefer Torah. It's not simple. Again, there is a Das HaKenim in Bialy HaTosfos on Chumash that says maybe it means there was like an amulet of the Aseres Hadibros. And that somehow captures all of the Torah. So maybe that's what it means. It doesn't really mean a full Sefer Torah. But that's not the Pashup Shot. That's not what the Rambam and the other Rishonim seem to say, and the Pashup Shot of the Gemara. So why? So Ron says, because a king needs the balance. A king has such elastic power that he could do whatever he wants in the name of the good for the country, and he can make highways, and he could take your servants and your property. Again, as long as it's done for the good of the malchus, so that could really go to the head, right? Levilti rum levavo, as the pasuk says at the end of towards the end of Dvarim, right? The gaiva is very easy for a king. He has always has to have a Torah with him. You have a Torah with him, and Torah with him, and that would help balance out. Vatishma Atalia is called Amar Atzim. So what happened? Atalia, Pasuk Yud Beis, hears the Am, Vahamahalim es HaMelech, and they hear him praising the king, Vatovo Ela Am Beis Hashem, and they come to the Am. Vatera Vine HaMelech Omed Al Amudo, and she sees the king is standing. King? I didn't know there was a king. I didn't know there was anybody saved. I thought I killed everybody. Vahasarim Vahatzotros Ela Melech, and there are trumpets, Vakal Amar Atz Sameach. Everybody is happy and joyful that Malchus Beis David will continue. They thought it was over. The Tokea Bachatzotros Vamashorim Mechleyashir. 6 years. They thought it was done. And the trumpets from Wadi and Lahalel, trumpets and singing and Hala Vatikra Atalias Bagadeha. And the contrast, Atalia tears her Bagadim. Vatemer Kesher. What's going on here? There's a rebellion. She thinks that she could save face. Vayotzi Yehuda Kohen El Sari Hameos. The Yehuda Kohen sends out the officers. Vayomar Lehem Hotziua. Take her out. She's chayav misa, but don't kill her here. Vaba acharei yumas b'char. If anybody comes, they're chayav. Ki amar kohen lo tiv misuhu beis Hashem. Don't kill her in here. Right, murder in the Beis HaMikdash is terrible. Even if it's not a murder, this is a chiyuv misa, but you don't do that in the Beis HaMikdash. Remember that tragic story in Yuma, on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, in the Bavli, where there were two kohanim that were running up the ramp. One of them goes in front of the other one, and the other one is upset. He doesn't want the other guy to win, to go and doing the avoda, so he stabs him. And Rabbi Tzadok stands on Malo Seulam Va'amar and says, what's going to be? Achenu Beizil Shimu. Hariyamaki Matzei Chalal Ba'adama V'yatsu Zekanecha V'shavtecha. Bye, Negla Arufa. It's in the middle of two cities. So you have to measure. Here it's in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash. Al Mila V'yegla Arufa. Ala Ir. Ala Zaros. Go Kalab B'chia. Everybody starts crying. Ba'aviv Shal Tinok. The father comes. Called the Tinok. To know how he's young. And he sees. The father sees. He's not dead yet. Umatsuk Shuma Farpar. He says, quickly, take him out before he's Mitame, the knife, the Beis HaMikdash, right? So, and this is the warped priorities and the messed up hierarchies in terms of value system of this father. He was more worried about the tumah of the kalim than he was about the life of his son. But again, that's he didn't want the death to happen in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mitame the Kohanim. But that's what Yehoyada says here. Take her out. They tied up her hands. Vatavu al mavoshar asusim Beis HaMelech vayimisu sham, and they killed her there. And then Yehoyada goes back and says, let's solidify the Malchus. Vayechros Yehoyada bris beino uvein kalam uvein hamelech lios la'am l'shem. Yehoyada makes a covenant. Vayavo kalam beis habal, and they come to the Bati Avodah Zarah vayitzu, and they destroy it. They destroy everything having to do with the Baal. Ves matan kohen abal hargu, and all of the kohanim, they killed the fnei mizbechos. Ve'asim Yehoyada pekudas beit Hashem biyad hakohanim alvim. He gives back the proper, the righteous kohanim are going to do whatever they need to do, like everything. Kakosiv besaras Moshe besimcha ubeshir al yedei David. David Amelach's family is back in place. Vayamed show arim al sharei beit Hashem, and then he puts the guards by the gates. So nothing tame comes in. That's interesting, because there's a machlokas Rishonim about the mitzvah of shmira by mikdash. There's a machlokas whether it's only by night or even by day. But there's a machlokas, what's the purpose? What's the purpose of the shomrim in the mikdash? That's a discussion in the beginning of Meseches Tamid. What is the purpose of the shomrim? Says the Rush at the beginning of Meseches Tamid. The Pirsha Rush on the side. Shimur ze eino mishum chishuv geneva. Shein anias b'makam hashiris. It's not just to prevent geneva of the kalim or prevent people of tamei going in. Elakzeres hakasiv dechsiv v'shamru. You can't have hesach adas. V'gam kaved hamikdash shel yasichu daita mimenu lo b'yom v'lo b'layla. Kidechsiv b'yehoyada u'shmarta b'smishveres habayis misach. Right, he quotes from Malachim Beis Yud Aleph, but it's the parallel Pesukim here. Right, he quotes the Pesukim that you don't have Hesach Hadas, and that's the Rambam. The Rambam in Beis HaBechira. The Rambam says, what's the purpose of the Shomrim? Ches Aleph, Shemir HaMikdash Mitzvah Zaseh. V'yafo pi she'en sham pachad me oyev, v'lo mi listim, she'en shmiraso el kavod lo. Having guards there always is covered for the Beis HaMikdash. Eino dome platrin she'ish alav shomrim, leplatrin she'en alav shomrim. Like Buckingham Palace always have the guards, that's covered for the palace. So, lahavdil, right, the Beis HaMikdash always has guards. But there's another reason of preventing geneva and tumah. So this pasuk seems to say, right, v'lo yavo tame l'chol davar. V'lo yavo tame l'chol davar, that's there. Avraham Nezer has a tshuva in Yeradeya, tough man test, but what about bizman hazeh? Is there a inyan of having shmira bizman hazeh? So people don't go. There's kedusha there, but is there a mitzvah zaseh of the Levium to go even bizman hazeh? Okay, so this is the perek, and Yoash is now the king, and Atalia is gone. We'll stop here.